Welcome to the third episode of the podcast. I have, I'm taking my two friends' virginity, podcast virginity today. I have Megan. Hello. You want to introduce yourself? You want to drop some social media or say something about yourself?
Wow, I feel really put on the spot. You should have said this earlier.
It's fine. Just drop it.
Basically, my name's Megan, and that's all I can think of right now.
Do you want to tell them your Instagram?
I honestly don't even know my Instagram.
All right, what do you think about that? And then we have Michaela here. Say hello.
Hello.
Drop anything you want.
My Instagram is Hines09, H-Y-N-E-S. Cool. Not like the ketchup.
Wow, you know, okay, mine is Megan, spelled M-A-E-G-A-N-L-O-U-R-D-E-S.
Okay, that was really nice. So yesterday was National Women's Day, and I feel like, what a great day to be a woman! I'm a woman, hear me roar. Anyways, we're just going to get right into it. So last week, or 2 weeks ago, I had the Boys Edition podcast, and we talked about vaginas.
Ooh, yum.
Okay, and then, so I got, like, their perspective on vaginas, but, and Michaela is a lesbian, so I want to get your perspective on vaginas. Do vaginas sometimes, like, I know vaginas look different, because I heard that last week from boys, yes. But.
They are definitely different.
Do you ever see scary vaginas, and you're like, no thanks, or are you just kind of like, I don't know.
Just one time. It just smelled.
Ugh.
So, like, halfway down, I was like, ah, no, and then just worked my way back up.
And do you have an excuse, or you're just like, oh, no.
I can't really remember, but this was a while ago. I'm pretty sure did a little bit more, and then I was drunk, so then I pretended to, like, fall asleep, so drunk.
What?
Yeah. That's how I avoid most issues.
All right, so I guess basically you're honestly saying the same thing that guys say about vaginas. So I guess that's, I don't know. I just thought it would I don't know.
They're all different. They all taste different.
Ew.
All smell different.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Like, oh, that's so interesting, I guess.
You asked.
I know. I wanted to know. Okay. So, like, as I'm, like, twitching here, I'm, like, itching. Okay, so, STDs. They're real. Get checked. Seriously. Chlamydia is a real thing. And boys, they have it.
They all have it.
They all have it.
If you're a boy, hello, you have chlamydia.
Yeah, but it's annoying because they do, like, a lot of them have, like, STDs, and they don't know because they don't go to the doctors as much as we go to the doctors and get checked, and they should be doing stuff like that.
Well, because there's no dick doctors. Like, we have vagina doctors. We go to OBGYNs.
Once a year. I feel like because we have more, like, bacteria and stuff, we're, like, more prone to infection than guys are. And have, like, more prominent...
I know,
it's gross, but, like, more prominent symptoms. Like, guys could have chlamydia and not know for, like,
they're just like, oh, my dick's, like, itchy.
Yeah. Like, they never know, but
it's
girls,
always
it's, like,
itchy.
Obvious.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, while we're on that subject, you probably don't get dick pics.
No.
You have a boyfriend.
Yeah, I haven't gotten an unsolicited dick pic in a while. But I've obviously gotten them when
okay.
I was single.
Because I feel like I get them way too much. And I've realized, so I was getting them at one point, like, I'd be at work and I'd open my phone to a random number, like, and it'd be a penis.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot. It happened a lot. And I finally realized why that might be from random numbers.
Someone put your number on Craigslist.
No, my phone number is on my Instagram.
Is it on your Instagram?
And do you know how many, like, weird things I get? I might have to take it off.
I didn't even know you could do that.
If your Instagram is a business, like the business part.
I'm a business gal. But, okay, so... Dick pics, they're gross.
She's an influencer.
They're gross, people. Men, don't do it.
I feel like it's 2020, like... Why don't men know that we don't want dick pics?
Honestly, even if it was my boyfriend, I don't even think I'd be into it.
I'm into it when it's my boyfriend.
Well, I don't know. It's not like I'm at lunch and I'm eating a salad and my boyfriend sends me his dick. I'm like, oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you later.
There's a time and a place.
I don't know. Wait, so are vagina pics a thing?
Not really. No.
I send vagina pics.
For girls.
Like, I know, but like, well, if you see, if a girl like, sends you a picture of her vagina, does it turn you on?
Eh. It depends on the mood. And like, time of day. Vagina. The setting. It honestly depends if I'm actually with the person or not. Because if I'm not actually with them and like, we fucked like one time and they're like, oh, here's a picture of my vagina. If you forgot, I'm like, I didn't want to talk to you ever again. So,
so thanks for that.
Well, I guess we can get right on into the craziest place you've ever had a sexual encounter.
Mm.
I mean, I already know mine.
You go first. I'm going to have to think about it.
I feel like some people know this story, but you guys don't. And I feel like this person that I did this with has been waiting for a shout out for like 10 years now. So
he's been listening to the podcast. Like, come on. Like,
I know it's coming.
Literally, he's been waiting for the blogs. Like, all right, well, I want to know now. So I was in high school and it was senior year. No. Yes, it was my senior year. He was a year older. So yeah, it makes more sense now. And I like to throw parties. I still like to throw parties. It's the thing I do. And I had a hotel party, which was really in back in the day to get a hotel illegally, whatever. So had a party, got real drunk because, like, that's what you did back then. You just got really fucking drunk.
You still do that now.
No one knew there was
Well, like, I feel like
school.
We got way too... Yeah, exactly. So I don't... People are always like, how do you, like, not remember the specifics of this? But I really don't. So I remember, I think somebody was downstairs and I had to go get them. And I've never spoken more than 3 words to this kid in my whole life. Like, we just had different circles of friends and, like, it wasn't my friend.
You didn't even invite him.
No, I didn't invite him. Yeah, he was, like, with other people because you know how things spread in high school. And so I remember going to the elevator and he was in the elevator because I think he was coming back up and he was just, I don't know, we must have had a conversation because he stayed in the elevator. And then I don't know what happened, but I think we were making out. And then a penis went in a vagina. And
in the elevator.
In the elevator.
At a hotel?
Yeah.
How were you not scared as fuck that someone was...
See, I just don't remember any emotions from... Like, I don't remember much. We must have pressed the button, or he must have pressed the button to stop the elevator. Because I remember we were in there for a while. Because there wasn't that many floors. So, I don't know. Then I heard the ding, and I was like, I'm going to jail. And I remember the doors open, and I pulled him in front of me because I didn't have time to, like, dress myself.
Were you fully naked?
Like, my vagina was out.
Were you wearing a dress? Like,
no, there was definitely some shorts, so they were probably put on my ankles. I don't know. And then when the door opened, I was like, please don't be a family. Please don't be a family. Please don't be a family. And it was, like, three of my guy friends, and their jaws were dropped. My jaw was dropped. This kid's jaw was dropped. Like, we were just, like, all staring at each other until the doors closed again.
Oh.
And I was like, my whole high school is going to find out about this. Oh. And my mother works there. She's going to know. I'm like, I'm going to jail. I'm going to military school. And then I got a nickname that still follows me around. I told you this. My nickname from high school, well, from senior year, from this event.
Elevator Alley?
No, it was...
That's a good one.
It was Elevator.
That is a good one.
It was... That's so awesome. Like, oh my god, so embarrassing. I'd walk into the lunchroom and people would just say that.
Did you ever talk to this guy again?
Yeah, like, we do, like, have kind of the same sort, like, we...
You have
yeah.
the same friends now.
Well, not now. I mean, we know each other. Like,
if you, like, texted him right now and you're like, remember that one time?
He has a girlfriend and I think she knows... I think she actually knows about that because every time we run into each other, she doesn't look at me. So, because it's a known thing. Everyone knows that me and him had sex in an elevator. Like, it's a thing.
Did she go to your high school?
No, she's younger. I think she's younger than us. I don't know where she went. But, yeah, no, if we're in the same room together, people definitely talk and make jokes still. To this day, it's maybe almost 10 years later.
That's a really, like...
Wow. That's a really crazy place to have sex.
It's funny, I guess. Whatever. Anyone else?
The
Anyone
craziest place I've had sex is literally, like, on a lawn chair.
That's like, not crazy.
Yeah. You had sex in a fucking elevator.
My craziest, I think, is, like, on an air conditioning unit on the side
of
my ex's house.
Actually, I just remembered one. Okay. My boyfriend and I were in Colorado. We went to the hot springs, and we had sex.
Can't see me. That's fine.
We had sex inside of a hot spring, and there were other people around, but... There's separate hot springs everywhere, so there was no one in that one.
We're all going to jail. We're, like, decent exposure. exposure.
So, I was on private property.
There's so many puns. Okay, so I guess I kind of want to talk about breakups and like first heartbreak. Have you guys had your heart broken
yet? Oh my god.
Some people have, and I'm like, we're this old and you haven't.
Yes.
Know what true heartbreak is like? I mean, yeah.
My first serious boyfriend broke my heart. Mm-hmm. And I had a dream recently, actually, like a few nights ago, that my current boyfriend broke my heart, and I woke up and it was like the same pain. Like when you have your heart broken, you know, you feel physical, like your chest hurts. And I had that dream the other night, and I woke up and I was like, holy shit, like it brought back all those memories of like my first heartbreak. And I was like, that fucking sucked. Like looking back on myself, I feel bad for like my old self that was heartbroken, because that shit hurts.
It does hurt. I know. I feel like I, what's it called when like you don't remember things because you're blocking out stuff from them?
Repression.
Is that what that's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I must do that. Because depression. I have no, like, I was so depressed back then that I had to go to a therapist because of my ex-boyfriend, but, like, I don't remember any, like, people will say stuff to me from that time period. I'm like, what? Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you, yeah, you'd block.
Have you ever broken someone's heart?
I think so.
Broken a few.
I'm a heartbreaker.
I have two, and I feel so guilty about it. Sometimes I still want to just reach out and be like, really sorry about that time.
They probably, I mean, all the, okay, so this is so weird. All the guys I've ever dated, well, first, okay, wait, what do you count as a serious relationship? Like, what makes a, like, how many boyfriends have you had? And, like, what, you know what I mean? Because I've had a lot of boyfriends.
If you posted each other on social media, not on a story, but on an actual post.
Photo, okay.
I think if they, like, meet your family, too.
Really?
Like, if you introduce them to your parents.
Well, actually, I've introduced... I don't know. Yeah, I've introduced a lot of people to my parents that it wasn't serious.
I mean, if you look at my rap sheet, I've had a lot of boyfriends, but do I like to remember some of them? No, because I don't think they were that serious. Like, do we count high school boyfriends?
Well, I think it's like a sliding scale. I think it just depends on how long you were with them.
And, like, looking back, you can tell, like, which people, like, you were in love with, and then which people you thought you were in love with, but you're...
I still can't realize that.
Really? Oh,
no,
I can't.
I can't.
You in can't hindsight? Look back and be like, wow, I can't believe I thought I loved that guy, and, like, looking back, like, I didn't even like him. You don't have that with anyone? I do.
No,
I mean,
do.
Looking back, like, my first serious relationship, he was awful. We dated for, like, 4 years, and, like, I guess I loved him, and he broke my heart, but, like, I don't remember having those feelings. Is that, like, a thing? I don't know.
But you know... because your heart was so broken that you loved him.
Yeah. Or I was just retarded and stuff. I don't know. But, no, I don't know. And then I had, like, a serious boyfriend in college, and I broke his heart. But what's so funny is that every single boyfriend...
Wait, how'd you break his heart? Did you cheat on him?
Or you no, just I broke up with him, and he was in love with me. But it's funny because every single boyfriend that I've had, they're all either married, have a child, or have, like, dated the next person after me.
And, like, are still with them?
Yeah.
Like, the next person after
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend is now married, the one I broke his heart.
So you make people want to settle down, but not with you.
You help them realize what they need in a relationship.
How many are we... But how many people are we talking?
Okay, so my first...
like, how many...
My first real boyfriend, my first serious boyfriend, the girl he dated directly after me, he's now married with a kid, and their kid's name is the name I wanted to name my child, and their song at their wedding was our song.
Ooh, yikes.
Like, what? Like, and you've only had two girlfriends. That means, like, what? So, you just forget about me? And our song?
I feel like that does have something to do with you.
Great. So the next one was, like, the college, well, there was one in between, and he had a long-term girlfriend for a while, and then the one after that, he realized by dating me, he was in love with his best friend. They're still together. It's been 10 years, and then they just got engaged.
I don't fuck with, opposite gender best friends.
The college one, he's now married to the girl he dated directly after me, and then the one you know about that I met at work, they're not broken up, but he cheated on me with that girl.
I'm pretty sure
they stayed with her.
They're definitely broken up.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I thought
he cheated on me with that girl, and they dated for like 3 years. They just broke up. He followed me on Instagram. Weird. I don't want to talk to you. You're 3 years too late, cheater. So, yeah. No, literally. And even the ones I've talked to or hooked up with,
Usually
they're now married.
Three. Two of my exes are married. One has a kid. They are expecting their second. One is married.
Holy
no kids.
How old and are one your guys' exes? Like 40?
No.
Like,
well, though, the two that are married were way older than me. Okay, like 4 or 5 years older than me. So they're like 28, 29 now. So like married and kids is like a normal thing for them. And then the other one is going to get married to his girlfriend now. Like, he already got a ring. My brother's really good friends with his younger brother. So, like, I know.
I don't have that many exes. So, I guess it's easy for me to say none of my exes are married or have kids.
Good for you.
Well,
I can't.
I mean, I've obviously hooking up with someone
that's
and dating
is very
different.
Yeah.
I think I'm, like, am I bad luck for myself but good luck for other people?
I was gonna say I'm usually really good at figuring out like
my problem.
No, like like a conclusion, I guess, to why certain things happen, and I can't figure out why all of your exes are married. Usually, I'm really good at coming up with like a random like.
Well, it could be because you're so honest with people when you're with them. Like, you're very like straightforward. And maybe they're not honest with, like, what they want, but then you, like, push them to see what they want. Does that make sense?
That sounds like you're calling me crazy.
No, not crazy. You're just honest. Like, you're
honest,
upfront.
I like to put everything out on the table.
Yeah.
And, like, then they get scared and, like, meh.
But then you make them think about what you're saying to them, and then they're like, oh, maybe I do want that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you usually end up ending it anyway, so it's...
Yeah, I have a problem. I should probably go back to a therapist. So
seriously speaking, though,
yeah.
If you don't have a therapist, you guys should all go.
Yes.
Even if you're not mentally ill, therapy is
so great.
The shit.
And they usually have snacks.
Yep.
I remember that when I was little. They had pretzels. And she would coax me and she would try and get me to talk.
My therapist...
Well, they don't do that once you're, like, 25.
They should.
Well, my therapist now always has, like, carbonated waters. She's like,
yeah.
Do you want a Coke? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, don't mind if I do.
So, is there someone that made you look at the world differently? Like, you were just, somebody, like, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess, like, my ex-boyfriend. Like, I had a shitty ex-boyfriend that, like, shaped the way I thought for so long. And I was like, oh, guys are supposed to be mean to you. Your friends hook up with your boyfriend. Your man is supposed to, like, say emotionally, like, not nice stuff to you and make you think a certain way. And then I met somebody else. And it, like, totally changed everything in my brain. I was like, wow, guys are not all so shitty, you know? And it made me look at the world differently, and that's why this is all here.
I think that goes back to, like, heartbreak, because, like, the first time I got my heart broken, I remember, so my ex-boyfriend cheated on me, and I went to go see my mom's friend who was in school to become a therapist, and she literally said to me, honey, you're gonna have to realize all men cheat. So just find one and either forgive or move on to someone else. But no matter what, it's gonna happen.
That's
and so
the worst
for
advice.
Yeah,
I've
and so
life.
For so long, I was just like,
this is normal.
This is normal. Like, I'm just gonna get cheated on. And I got back with him after he cheated on me because it was in my mind that like
that's supposed to happen.
I'm just gonna choose this one and like it's just gonna happen inevitably. So whatever.
Might as well stay with this one that I already know.
Oh, that's such a bad thing to think.
Yeah.
Actually, sometimes I give good advice to myself. Most of the time, not. But the other day, I saw somebody that I used to that. Whatever. The other person. I don't know how to like say that. And I saw that person and I was just like, I'm not acknowledging him. Whatever. I don't care that night. And then I kind of got in my car and I was like, kind of sad. And then I was like, no, bitch. God takes things out of the God or the universe or whatever you believe in takes things out of your life that you didn't have the strength to take out yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
And sometimes it takes us like a hot second to realize, but like, and things get a little messy, but. It's for the best. Okay, so I was talking to someone at work the other day. So she told me, like, you should have people that you're seriously into, but you wait a little bit to have sex with. And then there's people that you still have on the side that you're still hooking up with, so you still take care of that, like, itch. But then you're not giving it up on the first whatever. You know what I mean?
So someone you actually...
I never thought about that.
So someone you actually see yourself with, like, doing it the healthy way.
Yeah.
And then, but keep doing the unhealthy things with people that you don't have any intention of furthering.
No, who's, like, I don't believe in that. Like, you can't have sex with a guy on the first
date. I don't believe in it either, but apparently I was talking to some boys, and they said it's a thing. That, like, they really don't look at you like a,
but, I mean, I guess it's with every, I don't know. Maybe like, just with my current boyfriend, we had sex. Actually, no, we didn't have sex on the first date, but we did other things on the first date.
Yeah.
And
I know, I guess it
all my other exes, I hooked up with them on the first date, and we ended up together for a long time.
I think it depends on the guy and how you carry yourself after that.
Yeah.
And, like, and if you're throwing yourself at that, it's different if it just, like, happens, like, things just, like, roll that way, but if you're, like, throwing yourself at them and forcing it to happen, that's different.
What about with girls? Yeah. Like, if you hook up with a girl and then she's throwing herself at you, are you like, whoa, like,
yeah, I don't like...
clingy?
I don't like clingy, and I'm very into, like, a chase. Like, I like a challenge. Yeah. I don't like I don't like when people throw themselves at me. I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with you.
Are you the man one?
Not really. It's like a, well, with my girlfriend now, it's like a back and forth thing. But that's because we're really comfortable with each other. But I guess when, like, I'm single, kind of, sort of, it depends on the person that I'm, like, pursuing.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm pursuing someone that, like, was previously straight or, like, has only done a few things with girls, then I'm, like, I'm more pushy because I want to push them out of their comfort zone kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not, like, disrespectfully, not, like, oh, fuck me now. Yeah. Not like that, but, like, make them comfortable first.
Yeah.
But, like, I have to be the one that, like, takes initiative. But then I guess when it's, like, someone that, like...
Has been out
for a while. It's like a give and a take. Like, it just depends. It's very difficult.
Yeah, the dating game is stupid.
Yes. Like, it's hard and weird.
It is weird. But like we were saying before, I feel like even when I do it right, like let's say, like I remember when my ex-boyfriend, I was like, I'm not having sex with you for at least a month.
Don't say when you do it right, because there is no right or wrong.
I know, but well.
When you do what... you think is right.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, I will not have sex with you until I'm your girlfriend. And to me,
this was your most recent ex.
That could make him rush making you his girlfriend just so he can sleep with you. Does that make sense?
It seems like that's what happened.
No, we talked for a bit. And then I want to say it was
how
a month.
How long is a bit?
Oh, well, I knew him for, like, a few months, and then, like, we hung out.
Oh.
It probably rushed, you're right. I don't know. I think we started dating in, like, October. I think he asked me, like, the beginning of October, the end of September, so we waited, like, a month to have sex.
Did you do, like, other sexual things in that time?
Oh.
I was very serious that time. Because I was like, for some reason in my brain, I was like, this is the last person I'm going to date, and I'm taking it serious.
Well, you fucked yourself over on that one, because he has a small penis.
I know.
You waited too long. Your feelings were already
there. Yeah, you got too deep, and then...
And then his
penis was not deep enough. Oh, that's so gross. Oh, my God. I just grossed myself out. Yeah, but he, like, followed me on Instagram, and it's like, what are your intentions? Like, I don't get it. Like, what? Because you broke up with your girlfriend, you're going to follow me and look at my stories. I should just block you so you don't get to look at anything.
No, you should let him see you thriving.
Thriving, I know. So, really quickly, do you guys watch The Bachelor? You don't, do you?
I don't watch it repeat. Like, I keep up with it. Like, I know what's happening.
Who do you think is going to win tonight? Tonight?
I read a spoiler. I already know.
Okay, well, I know that too, but, like, we don't know if it's actually true.
It's not a producer.
I know.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Hannah. Sorry, spoiler, but
it's supposed to be Hannah.
Well, this is actually and then out
it comes out tonight or tomorrow.
No, the podcast.
My podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You think it's Hannah? Well, we kind of know, but I don't know.
So, Hannah wins, but then him and Hannah break up, and then now him and Maddie are dating. Madison.
What a hoe. Pilot Pete needs to relax. He gives me
which anxiety. Which one? I don't know. Said she doesn't want to have sex until
Madison. But he went and had sex with the other two girls. She's stupid for dating him, because he went and had sex with those other two girls when he knew that she didn't want to.
Sorry, that's like and bachelor like,
was gonna, he just wanted to get his dick wet, like, and then he was like, he knew he was going to choose Madison.
I know. Ugh.
Okay, so how do he's we not feel the great man while we're here? How do we feel about cheaters? Did we say that yet? I don't think so. Cheaters. Okay. Cheaters!
I think we can all agree that cheaters
bad.
Suck.
Very bad.
I know someone who's like... I probably shouldn't say this. I know someone who is like a constant cheater. Like, she has never been faithful in any relationship.
That sounds like she's got serious issues. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I've never cheated on anybody because I know how it feels to do something like that. And I find it way easier just to, I don't know, break up with the person. Like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
okay, I'm going to give you a perspective from a cheater because I cheated a lot in my last relationship before this one. Just going to be real honest here. But it was mainly because I feel like sometimes you feel stuck. Like, you can't, like, I felt like I couldn't leave my last girlfriend because of, like, factors. I felt very stuck, so I didn't know. I couldn't leave, but I also wanted to do, like, what I wanted. So it got, like, real messy, real cloudy. And it's, like, it's sometimes something that you're, like, wanting to control, and you feel awful about it while you're doing it, but you keep doing it. Does that make sense? It's like a self-destruction
kind
of thing.
But, like, I feel like there's some people that don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, that I don't agree with, because I felt like a horrible person the entire time, like, during that whole, situation when that was all happening. But people that have no remorse, I don't know how they do it, because I, like, felt like a horrible human being.
Yeah, I don't know. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me, like, our whole relationship with all my friends, random people.
Okay, fuck your friends.
Yeah, I know. Your friends are bad, too.
I don't have good friends. No. I'm not friends with them anymore, but...
Oof.
Well, some of them, but... Yeah, I don't know. It was really bad. But, yeah, cheating's not good. I feel like put your intentions right on the table. It's easier to just rip the Band-Aid off and break up with the person and go on from there.
But I feel like sometimes in hindsight, yes, that's, like, true. But at the same time, like, if you're not in the situation necessarily, that... Yeah. Not saying in, like, your case, whenever your boyfriend's cheated on you. And I've been cheated on, too.
Yeah.
But, like, there's different, like, circumstances to everything.
Well, when my... boyfriend cheated on me.
Yeah, that was like repeated thing.
And so the story goes, he cheated on me, I found out, then he was begging for me back. Like, we lived together at the time, and so he was begging for me back, and then I had bought him an iPad for Christmas, like, a few years back, and you know how it's synced up with your iPhone? As he was at work, like, texting me, blowing up my phone, begging for me back, I'm so sorry, I'll never do it again, I went on his iPad, and I saw he was, like, actively... As he was messaging me, begging for me,
like,
back,
on Tinder?
Messaging some random girl, like, we should hang out again soon, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yo, people are crazy.
Crazy!
Oh, yeah. See, no.
I don't know.
I just don't get it. It's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really, I don't know. So, maybe that's why I don't really date people anymore.
That's, like, psychotic. That's, like, sociopathic.
Yeah, that's what I say that, like, because you have to be careful with that word, because obviously, like, it's an actual diagnosis, but, like, how the fuck don't you feel guilty? Like,
yeah. But I think that it's an actual...
like, only children and grown up with, like, the mentality they can do whatever they want and get away with whatever they want.
Yeah.
And they're not going to get in trouble.
I think that that's, like, an actual diagnosis, but people can always also have, like, waves of sociopathic tendencies.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like... sociopathic completely. Yeah. But, like, that kind of situation, that's, like, literally textbook. And even, like, a little bit narcissistic. Like, I'm not wrong.
He was a narcissist. He's crazy.
Like, just because I'm doing this, I'm not wrong.
I don't know. But, so, we get called crazy a lot, and I feel like that word is being overused, and it makes me twitch. I feel like we get called crazy because we react to... People only see our reactions. They don't see what caused the reactions. And I feel like that's not fair. And also, I'm okay with being emotional. Like, I don't see anything wrong with being emotional. I like to cry and get my feelings out. And I like to be honest with people and tell them, you know, what is right and what is wrong in my opinion. And what do you think, like, sets us off?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know, you have a boyfriend and you probably get in arguments. What sets you off and...
Honestly, such small things set me off. Like, we get into arguments about the most stupid stuff. Like, I'll be sleeping and he'll play a video and it'll be too loud. Literally, and I'll be like, I swear to God, I will walk out of this apartment and never fucking talk to you again. He's like, what the fuck? I'll just put my headphones in.
God, that's so funny. No,
I'm not that bad, but...
I feel like I just had so many bad, shitty things that have happened to me, so my first thought is always like, okay, they're cheating on me, they're lying, they're doing bad things, and I guess whatever, I have to work on that, but...
You do need to work on
it. I know,
that,
I'm gonna work on it, but, like, most of the time, my intuition is pretty correct. It is pretty correct, guys. And, like, even if they're not cheating on me, they're probably up to no good if I have that feeling. And I remember, I used to date this one kid, and... I guess the story is crazy, but it's fine. It's funny. Okay, so I knew he was cheating on me, and I tracked his ass, and I found him at some girl's house, and I tried to find the apartment, and I tried to find the apartment. I couldn't find the apartment because it doesn't show you that close in detail.
And so I knocked on every door?
I knocked on so many doors at 3 a.m.
Oh.
And I had neighbors helping me. I was like, you want to join my cause? I'm going to rip his dick off.
Oh, my God.
I had, like, and, like, the guard gate let me in. I was like, listen, my boyfriend's cheating on me. I'm getting in here. And he's like, come on in.
So did you find him?
No, but I found his car. And the people I was with, like, pop his tire. And I was like, no, that's
have you ever crazy. Have you ever done anything like that? Like, vandalized someone's car or anything?
I did.
No, but I hit my ex. I hit my ex with a car.
Oh, my God, Allie. I'm so against violence, like
it was high school.
I was violence in a relationship. That's
I popped tires in high school. It wasn't even my ex.
Back then.
It was my friend's ex. We like suited up in all black and went to his house and left nails under all like we left nails under three of his tires so they'd like slowly only three though because pointer ladies don't pop all four tires because insurance covers it. If you do three, then they have to pay for it.
I've heard that.
It's a real thing.
You think I know something like that. I didn't.
I've slashed tires before.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's a little aggressive. We didn't slash them.
We just left the nails on them, so then they'd slowly...
I actively slashed it.
Like, and hell yeah.
You can hear the air come out. It goes like... And I was like, oh shit, what did I just do? I gotta go.
Carrie Underwood that shit. Okay, so.
No, I have a friend that puts sugar in her ex's gas tank.
That's,
and then like makes your car burn
up. That ruins your car completely.
Like, yeah, like he had to, yeah, yep. I wasn't there. She told me about it. I was like, you crazy fucking bitch.
That's crazy. No, like my mom used to have a big SUV in high school and my boyfriend was cheating on me. Like, I found out again, and it was with my friend again, and I was like, bro,
you gotta die.
Like, he was testing me through the window, and I was like, I swear to God, if you don't get the fuck away from me. And he got in front of
you
the car.
You warned him.
He got in front of the car to be like, stop, and I was like, bro. And that was back before girls even said bro, and I was just like, I don't ever remember saying, I've never said bro until this year. I don't know what's happening.
Like
and
a year
true,
ago, I
the word true.
Bro.
Never said that until like 2 years ago. There's weird words that are getting stuck in my head. But anyways, yeah, I hit him with an SUV, and his mom was like taking pictures while it was happening.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah, they were nuts.
They were nuts.
Or they knew you were nuts.
You should have cheated on me 87 times, but also I probably shouldn't have stayed with you. But also I was in high school, and
yeah, it's a learning experience.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just gonna get off that. subject, because I feel like I'm not helping my cause.
I'm not crazy, though. I'm not fucking crazy.
So, is someone being not goal-oriented, is that, like, that's not attractive, right?
To me, it's very unattractive.
I think, like, as we age, that's, like, one of the things you want in somebody is for someone to know what they're going in life and, like, I don't know, going to school and, like, doing all this stuff, because it's just... If you aren't, I don't know, if you don't have a job, don't talk to me.
It's not even that. Like, you can have a job. Like, we're all servers, right? So, like, but we don't plan to stay in the service industry forever. But, like, the people that have been in the industry are now, like, in their 30s and they're still, like, bartending and serving and have no intentions of actually doing something, like, more.
I mean, it's okay if, like, that's what you want to do. But, like, I'm talking about someone that doesn't work.
Oh, well, yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Or just doesn't see a future. Like, they don't have, like,
they don't have a plan.
That's
I could never, ever, ever.
No.
That's, like, one of the reasons why I didn't like the person from...
Yeah.
Yeah, because he just was like, I was like, what are you doing with your life? But also, like, it's my fault. I date younger people, and it's just, like, I'm so not there.
Well,
like,
I think that, like, there's a certain... Like, you can have, like, no plan. Like, 22 to, like, 25 is a really weird time.
Yeah.
But if you don't have, like, even, like,
still weird.
If you don't have, like, an inkling of a plan, like, if you have a goal and you're, like, kind of slowly working towards it, okay. But if you're, like, yeah, I have no idea what I want to do, and I'm 25, but I'm not working towards anything.
Yeah.
Like,
that bothers me. As long as you have a job, though, like, a job that you can, that's sustainable.
Yeah, like, self-sustaining. Yeah.
Then it's fine. But if you're, like, working part-time at Petco and you make $7 an hour...
And you're living with your mom and you're like, yeah,
no,
I think I'll just stay here forever.
You.
Like, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, no thanks. So, I have a problem with dating young people.
It's not a problem.
Well, when everything turns out wrong each and every time. I need to go for like a 30-year-old, and it can't be going for 22s and 40s.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're 30 to 35 and you haven't been married, or you're not married and you haven't dated seriously, there's something wrong.
Well, yeah, but like,
no, go for a guy that's a year older than you.
Or like around the same age.
Just don't go for fucking 21, 22-year-old guys.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Because they're just...
They don't even know left from right.
No. They have no idea what they're doing.
I don't even know why I do that.
They're morons.
And you, see, so you know that it's a bad idea, and then you continue to do it.
But I don't do it on purpose. Like, I don't...
Sounds like you're self-destructive.
No, I don't pick them out. I'm like, you're 22. Let me, like, mess with you. No, like, I'm thinking they're my age because they look my age, they talk my age, or whatever. And then I find out along the course that they're that young, and I'm like, oh, Lord. Now what do I do?
Back away.
Abort.
22-year-old men can't find their way out of a fucking paper bag. So.
Well, I don't want to comment on that one anymore because I feel like I'll say too much and I don't want that person to listen. So, just don't have sex with 22-year-olds in your car.
Well, you can have sex with them, just don't date them.
True.
That's very not true. Crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to ask this, but you have to be kind.
Okay.
With your answers. Okay? People, why do you think I'm still single?
I knew that's what you were going to ask.
And if I have a problem, if any, what do you think it is?
Okay, I'm ready. because of what you just said, you go after guys that are young and immature and they don't know what they want. They don't want relationships.
Well, I literally had a date. I'm going to let the dog drink.
Also, I feel like people who like actively search for relationships have a harder time getting it.
Okay, I'm not searching for relationships.
Well, like,
these things happen upon me. It's not like I was like, I want to go out with you.
No. There's nothing wrong with you being single. You say it like, why am I still single? But like,
I feel like it's time. Everyone I know is married or in a relationship.
That doesn't mean anything.
So?
I don't know.
You don't.
Maybe I'm having the wrong mindset.
A lot of times you see people who are married and they're settling. Like, you don't know what their relationship's actually like.
Very true.
Yeah. Maybe these people are like, just like, fuck it, I'm like your mindset right now. I'm 20 whatever years old. I just need to get married now. And then they end up getting married and they're probably going to get fucking divorced. You need to wait until you find someone who's actually worth it.
But it's like, I'm 26. I need to...
No,
you like,
it's
but
not.
You like know your worth, and that's why it's hard for you to find somebody worth your time.
True, yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. Like, my parents—they're divorced now. They were together for 15 years. Yeah. My parents were together for 15 years. They didn't get married until they were 28, and they like dated on and off, starting with like 26. Like they like now there's this whole mindset that you have to be married by like 20. Four.
I mean, no, my mom didn't get married until she was 32. My older sister didn't get married until she was 30.
And are they both still married?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's not wrong to be, like, still searching for someone.
And sometimes, you never know. You can meet someone tomorrow and he ends up being your soulmate. And
true.
Then you get married in, like, a year.
You hear that? I'm looking for my soulmate.
No, she's not looking. Jesus, Allie, you're not.
That's the issue. You can't look for them.
Put me on my own TV show. You guys are my producers. That's it. End of the day, it'll be better than The Bachelor. It'll be better than Love is Blind. It will win an Emmy for daytime TV. I don't know. So that was okay. Can we move on, or do you want to tell me about what else is wrong with me? Or are we good?
I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
There's something wrong with me. I'm great. Anyone would be lucky to have me.
Yes.
Power kick. I can't kick. But okay. So we're going to move on. We usually do What's Hot or Not or like a game at this point. So we're going to do a version of What's Hot or Not. But I am in love with superheroes. Like, I have an Avengers tattoo. I have a Clark Kent tattoo. I'm obsessed. I'm going to Comic-Con in 2 weeks in Boston. Chris Evans, I'm coming for you. I don't know.
Girl, you got it.
No, yeah,
you
but should. Like,
everybody
I
want to
date Chris Evans, so I kind of like.
You
want to
play it cool.
I want to play it cool. I want to have.
You're
a cool
like,
pickup
oh, my friends
line.
Dragged me here. I didn't even know you were famous. Oh my god.
Too much. What's your name? It's like $225 for a picture.
Oh my god.
And inappropriate, but I won't really want to, like, whisper right before they take a picture and be like, that's America's ass.
You like, probably won't be the first person who said that to me. Yeah.
I know.
You need to think of something original.
Yeah.
I know. I'll come up with it, or I'll just be like, not be able to talk.
Look at him.
Just like, hello, or not even a hello. I don't know. All right, so we're just going to do a version of What's Hot or Not, and it has to do with superheroes if you didn't get that before. So we're going to do Bang, Marry, Kill. Iron Man, Hemsworth, Evans. Someone take it away.
Okay, you need to say Iron Man.
Okay,
Captain America, and Thor.
Thor.
This is so hard because they're my three.
Okay, marry Captain America.
He's marryable.
Yeah.
They're all three so sexy.
I know.
Well, I'll kill Iron Man because he's already dead, and I will bang the heck out of him or Thor.
Yeah, I think I'd say the same.
Honestly, I'm gonna marry Iron Man.
He is a daddy.
I'm gonna fuck Thor, and I'm gonna kill Captain America.
Aww.
It's really hard.
That's a hard one. Because that's a good scenario, too. Because Iron Man keeps you on your toes.
And he's rich as fuck. Like, hello.
Yeah, but Captain America's a romantic.
But he's like a gentleman. Like a true gentleman.
But he's in love with his fucking ex.
But, like, they end up together.
Like, oh, yeah.
They have a love story. He was in love with her the whole time.
Then why are you going to marry him?
Well, can you just let me pretend? Okay, so... Who would you rather spend the day with? Black Widow or Spider-Man?
Oh my god, Black Widow, bye.
Which Spider-Man? Oh, the new one?
Black Widow.
Black Widow, of course.
Okay, that's a good question. Which Spider-Man would you rather spend the day with?
Still the
Circa
new one.
Circa 2002, really?
Yeah.
He's so cute and adorable. And also, I kind of want to fuck him. How old is he?
I think he's 22.
Perfect. Yeah.
When the first one was filmed... When the first one was filmed, he was only 17.
Oh.
But now he's older.
There's no way.
I kind of like am in love with him.
What's his name?
He is a better Spider-Man, but I really do like the old Spider-Man.
I do too.
Like
I loved the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah, him and what was her name? The red hair. What's her name? Mary Jane. But what was her? Who's the actress?
Oh my God, she was in 16 and Pregnant or whatever that movie was.
What the hell is? Why do I never remember her name?
I don't remember her name.
All right. Well, next question.
What happened to her?
I don't know. She's married.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. But he's supposed to be... Okay, we're getting carried
away. Next question.
So, fat Chris Pratt or fit?
Fit. Into
it. He's still, like... He's one of those guys that's, like, a...
He's fit, like a dad
like
bod.
A chubby
he's still
fit.
Funny. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. I thought the funny... I don't know why I thought the funny would go away if he was fat. I don't know.
So, he's not, like, a dad bod.
He's
so cute.
I love him.
Okay, who would we rather, I don't want to say date, but I guess date, Peter Parker or Spider-Man if they were separate?
Spider-Man.
I don't know, Peter Parker's like a
dorky.
Nice kid.
Super dorky.
Okay, this one of my questions on here was Iron Man a daddy? We all know the answer to that.
Obviously, yes. Downey.
See, he is, but like people say that he looks like my dad, and I get weird.
What about that Freudian thing? You're attracted to people who look like your dad.
I'm not. No, is it is it look like or act like?
Look. And
I think
act.
It's both. Okay, that's why like you end up a lot of like married couples look alike. Because you're attracted to people that like it's
Iron Man Robert
it's a survival
Downey Jr.
thing.
In general is so fucking sexy, like everything about him, his demeanor.
Well, and like that's how he is like Iron Man as a character.
That's how he acts
in like real life. That's like his actual attitude and like the way he carries himself
and stuff.
Like, ugh.
Oh my god. Anyway, so
what a great
even
man.
A lesbian likes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Really quickly, what was I going to say? I was going to say, I forgot.
We should do a Bang, Marry, Kill with girls for Michaela.
Yeah, I know.
Female superheroes. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but I forget her name. The one from the the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Captain Marvel.
Gamora?
Gamora.
The green one?
Yeah. Gamora, Captain Marvel, and I guess we can use Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow.
Okay. I would...
See, the woman who plays Gamora is hot, but her character itself is like an alien, so... I know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a turn off.
Alien skin, it's hard to get past.
So I'd kill Gamora.
Black Widow is so sexy.
I'd fuck Captain Marvel and marry Black Widow. Aww.
I would do the same.
Yeah.
For sure. I honestly, like, Captain Marvel really isn't that attractive to me.
See, I think she's, like, beautiful and hot, but...
Well, her new haircut in the elastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
well,
like
she's
it.
She's supposed to be a lesbian, right?
Yeah, she is.
Aww.
She's supposed to be.
Like
and then
that.
Black Widow is just, God,
she's just
love
so,
of my life.
Yeah.
She's just amazing.
I mean, I can talk about superheroes for a really long time, and it, like, makes me really happy inside.
But maybe that's not.
Yeah, we're not. we're going to get to the part of the podcast where we take a Polaroid picture so we can remember this moment. All right.
Okay.
Picture. Yeah, we take a picture. It's not going anywhere. Just shut up. All right. I'm really not this aggressively mean. All right. Here we go, girls. One and a two and a... How do you hold this? Like this?
Haven't you done this
no,
before?
No, up and down.
How am I supposed to take a picture then? I'm taking it.
I have Megan take it.
Ready? One, two, three. Okay, we did it, y'all.
Aw, Scout wants Woo-hoo. To be in it.
All right, so we end the podcast with advice of the week. Everyone does their own advice. It can be to me, to the viewers, to yourself, whatever you want to do. Go ahead.
My advice, move out of your hometown.
Hell yeah.
Mine is, if someone's cheating on you, do not stay. I don't care what they say, don't stay. Leave.
Yep.
Immediately.
That's really good.
Allie, you needed to hear that one.
I think this is... Mostly for me, because I don't usually do advice of the week, but I'll do it. I'll take a gander at it. Don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
All right, well, this is the end of the episode 3. Michaela and Megan were so much fun. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
I know this week I told you I was going to have some Spanish speakers, but I got you a lesbian instead, so I hope that excites you. Next week should be
You're
fun.
Welcome.
Make sure you listen. Make sure you stay tuned. And yeah, we're leaving. It's kind of sad. I don't want to say goodbye, but I got to watch The Bachelor. So, all right. Bye, guys.